It's Tuesday, November 5th, 2019, Election Day, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: Google and Fitbit, Aussie and NIST cybersecurity help, and the four-day work week from Microsoft. This is the Business of Tech. Let's address Google and Fitbit. On Friday, Google's parent Alphabet announced it's acquiring Fitbit for $2.1 billion. The first issue raised is around data privacy for Fitbit users. Google says Fitbit health and wellness data will not be used for ads, but they didn't specify where the data might be used. When trust is burned away, don't be surprised when people ask where their data goes. Google has wanted a bigger piece of the growing wearables market, and here is their move to get it. This isn't their first move into wearables either, as they spent $40 million to buy the tech behind the Fossil smartwatch back in January. It is surprising Google's making big acquisitions like this when under the scrutiny they are. They're being investigated for antitrust at both the state and federal level, and while those are around their search and ad businesses, their ad business is powered by data. Lots of open questions here about data usage and open questions about the antitrust investigation. Two bits of security news. The Australian Cybersecurity Centre has released a cybersecurity guide to help small businesses. It focuses on malware, phishing, and ransomware, as well as people, process, and software to minimize risk. Additionally, the National Cybersecurity Centre of Excellence, which is part of NIST, unveiled its Improving Cybersecurity of Managed Services Providers project. The project is specifically focused on MSPs and helping to reduce vulnerabilities as well as to help their SMB customers. There's an open call for comments until November 8th. Why do we care? There's really no excuse for not having information handy to help customers. Guides are now coming from governments and have long been available from vendors. Every technology provider should be embracing a plan to deliver security to their customers. Additionally, make sure you are secure. The NIST project in particular is notable. A call from government for help from industry is exactly the kind of joint project that works. Yesterday, we talked about the DoD giving AI guidelines, and here is a way to get involved in the critical cybersecurity framework. Links in the show notes. Click away. Microsoft experimented with a four-day work week in Japan and found that productivity increased 40%, joining a growing number of companies experimenting with shortened work weeks and finding positive results. Productivity was measured by sales per employee. In addition to reducing working hours, managers urged staff to cut down on the time they spent in meetings and responding to emails. They suggested that meetings should last no longer than 30 minutes. Employees were also encouraged to cut down on meetings altogether by using online messaging apps. Why do we care? This is one of those radical ideas that isn't so radical when you dig into the math. There's a distinct issue with the idea of being a knowledge worker and measured based on results, yet work being built around the idea of being in a physical space for a set number of hours. The promise of productivity software and productivity gains is not necessarily about raw hours, and this kind of research is really interesting. This is important insight to bring to your customers and to solution providers themselves. In a world where IT staff are hard to come by, here's an idea that offers a very unique benefit. There's a lot of upside here. The idea of energy saving, time saving, work-life balance. This is the kind of unique thinking that drives unique business outcomes. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. As this episode drops, I'll be on the train up to Newark, New Jersey for the Channel Pro event, so find me there. Or join me on a webinar next Friday with the folks from SaaSmax. And finally, join me in London December 2nd or 3rd for the Channel Evolution Europe. Links in the show notes. If you like the show, make sure to share with one colleague or one community today and help me grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.